Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 1. The army sets off. Scene 2. Jambavan's advice. Hanuman sped through the sky like an arrow loosened from a mighty bow. Within an hour, he again saw Mount Mahindra looming large in the distance. The monkey roared again and again, filling the sky with the thunder of his voice. Angada and the others heard his roar and stood on the seashore, gazing up at the sky, relieved to realize that Hanuman's roar indicated success. Overpowered with happiness, they leaped and sprang about on the beach, shouting with joy. Within a few minutes, they saw Hanuman bursting through the clouds, appearing like Garuda in full flight. The Vanaras stood with joined palms in respect and appreciation of their compatriot. As Hanuman descended upon Mahindra Mountain, which shook with the force of his landing, Hanuman quickly descended from the mountain and again assuming his normal size, ran toward his friends. The monkeys surrounded him, raising cries of joy. They offered Hanuman roots and fruits and laughingly embraced him with tearful eyes. Taking Angada by the hand, Hanuman sat down in a wooden grove near the beach. He told him everything that had happened. "I have seen the godly Sita. She sits pining for her lord. She is surrounded by fierce Rakshasis and is constantly harassed by Ravana. We should lose no time in rescuing the princess." Hearing of Hanuman's success, the monkeys sent up great shouts. Some roared like lions, and others bellowed like bulls. Some raised ululations while dancing around and waving their long, curly tails. Within the midst of the foremost monkeys, Angada said to Hanuman, "Your feat is without compare. You have saved our lives and have rendered great service to Ram, who will soon be freed of his grief. What marvelous determination and valor you have displayed, dear Hanuman." Angada and Hanuman sat encircled by powerful Vanaras, just as Indra and Surya are surrounded by the other gods. As Angada questioned him, Hanuman described in detail all the events that had occurred since he had left. The monkey was delighted to hear how he had killed so many powerful Rakshasas and had wrought havoc in Lanka. But the monkeys were horrified to learn of Ravana's terrible threats to Sita. Angada decided that immediate action was required. "How can we report to Ram that Sita lies in such a sorry state? We must recover her from Lanka. Here are monkeys as powerful as the gods. We shall all of us proceed swiftly to Lanka. Let us destroy that city. Let us kill the evil Ravana and rescue Sita. Then we can return to Sugriva and Ram." But Jambavan did not agree with Angada. Your suggestion is not wise, almighty monkey. We were not enjoined to kill Ravana or bring back Sita. We have been asked only to locate her and report back to Ram of her whereabouts. That prince has vowed to rescue Sita himself. Even if we should somehow succeed without Ram, we would then falsify his vow. The monkeys accepted Jambavan's advice. The old king of the bears was always wise, and he always considered everything carefully. He was right. It was better to report back to Kishkinda. Then they could go to Lanka, united with all the other monkeys, headed by Ram and Lakshman. There would be plenty of opportunities for fighting at that time. The monkeys got up and immediately set out toward Kishkinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.